Discourse 11, August 8, 1932, Saint Germain. Invocation. Thou mighty infinite presence, thou all-sustaining power in the cosmic world and in the life of the individual, thou art the only presence and energy. O thou mighty light, clothe us with thy mighty radiance, that we may shine forth like the great sun, to heal, to bless, to enlighten all with whom we come in contact, and manifest thy mighty sustaining power. Silence and bring into subjection the outer self and activity that would spread its shadows in the presence of the light. We take our stand with firm determination to walk, to live, to be thy mighty presence and light. We give no quarter to the human or outer self that would interfere. We recognize, claim, and accept only thy mighty radiant presence, thy mighty sustaining wisdom and strength to lead us forth on thy pathway of life, ever upward and onward, ever sustained by thy mighty presence, until at last we have attained thy gift of dominion over the outer self, and enter into the temple of light. The Discourse. Instruction. I regret that you have not understood the importance of being in bed by midnight, so that certain work might go on at those hours. It is important that the body be at rest by midnight. Certain work is accomplished then. Tremendous work has been planned and cannot go on without the fullest cooperation, and I am sure you are glad to do that. Obedience. In all activity of life, the highest attainment without obedience may fall to the lowest. In the beginning, when the divine became lowered to the present density, it was through the lack of obedience. Unless you can feel this willing, joyous obedience, it is not possible to continue this work. We are glad to give assistance. I will give you help and strength to help you obey. It is only because of love for you that we want you to hold to this condition for the work. We cannot use any of our force to compel. Use this every day. Today I will stand guard, and I will not become so interested in the outer activity that it will not give me opportunity to receive the great radiance of the presence. God, govern and sustain me in the governing and mastery of the outer condition. Determination and divine will. One of the greatest and mightiest simple truths is to know that an unyielding determination for any specific accomplishment is the open doorway by which the inner strength flows out to its accomplishment. In our present era of activity, I think it is very well that students should understand that what has always been termed will by the instructors is but determination to hold to the light and that ever-sustaining presence. I have observed so often that, like many other expressions used, the word will is not understood. There is only one will that can be used, and that is the divine will. If we take a firm, unyielding determination to accept nothing but the mighty presence of God and that activity of the light, we are drawing into powerful action the divine will. However, I think it is much more readily understood by using this term determination, for that cannot be misunderstood. This, I am sure, will help greatly the students that come under this radiation. There is only one energy that can be used, and that is the life principle in the individual, which is God's energy. Please understand. Therefore, when individuals aim, through the attention and determination, to use this energy constructively, then they have entered into the fullness of the outer activity that will loose the inner activity to do the work. Students so often unknowingly drop into the mental attitude that they of the outer have to do certain things, when the true activity is but to keep the attention centered upon the mighty inner God power, which is the only presence that can ever achieve any permanent results. The certain victory. The conscious use of decreeing, backed up by the conscious determination, is an invincible power and cannot be interfered with when the determination is held unyielding. Everyone knows what determination means, leaving no wavering or questioning in the mind. But to most people the word will leaves a peculiar sense of vacancy in the consciousness because of the uncertainty of just what it means in the individual's activity and use. I want this to be very clear and definite, for it is the stumbling block over which many trip. The difference between human and divine will. So few, even among students, can distinguish between what is called the human and the divine will. Therefore, we think it much better, when referring to the inner activity, to use divine will, and determination when referring to the outer activity. This explanation will make it impossible for confusion to accumulate in the mind. Knowing that the outer determination to do or accomplish something opens the inner door for the inner power to rush forth to its fulfillment. This removes instantly all uncertainty that it can be done. This is so important to the student who wishes continuous, definite progress. In the retreats, every student is given private work, particularly in regard to his or her own individual activity. Until now, there has not been given out a clear understanding so the students could utilize and apply it, except in the retreats. In moving in the outer world, there can always be this same constant love and prayer for your light and protection. When you have been in contact with the outer vibration, it takes a very positive force to repel that outer contact and release you from that disturbing element. There may not be the slightest thing noticeable in the outer activity, but sometimes the mere contact with the disturbance of the outer world allows it to rush in if you are not on guard. This work must not be interrupted for the gratification of the outer self or activity. Everywhere you go, know and use always, God, surround me and protect me from every outer vibration. This is one of the rarest privileges where I have been allowed to warn the student. Owing to our home life of long ago, it is permitted that I warn you. If this work is uninterrupted, there will come tremendous light, abundance, and freedom, and tremendous things will be accomplished. The reason that I speak of this is that obedience is the most important of all things. Nothing so destroys the attention as rebellion within, for it not only rebels to the outer, but to the inner. For writing, if you are accustomed to writing, make up your mind before you begin to keep a certain spot as a focus. If you move, it changes the current, and you never get exactly the same condition again. The time has come when the students must anchor to a definite, perfect thing and hold to it. This brother, years ago, took the determined stand to know the truth and hold to it. All students should take the same stand to know the truth absolutely. Then they do not take on a condition they have to get rid of later. Foresight. God in me, give me foresight and guard all future activity that all concerning it may be maintained harmoniously. Foresight means that we are loosing the inner protection against any approaching disturbance. Divine memory. Divine memory covers all speech, thought, and action. memory is that which has accrued from former speech, thought, and action. The guarding activity of the cherubim. Govern the feeling at all times, for it builds that which even an ascended master may not interfere with. A certain sudden concentration upon the cherubim in the student's mind is good now. Where a reference is made to the hierarchy of cherubim, say they are direct messengers of God. It is a very rare thing when the cherubim can give direct radiation, as is done here. There is usually one step down to the point given. We are sustained by our own mighty God-self within and the ascended host or watchers. The cherubim is a dynamo or charging forth of the power of divine love. They are guardians of force that has been focused and of foci to be. Others work under them. Sometimes there are two or three steps down, depending on the requirements of the human channels through which they are to operate. Always feel your own God self holding you in its arms, and know that all is dispelled, and you are free. The cherubim guard Shambhala, as well as the great ones themselves. The cherubim guard the Ark of the Covenant. That is the case always when the manifestation of a high power comes within a mixed force. Whenever a being comes like this, you can imagine the importance of the focus established here. If the great God saw fit to place a cherubim as a guardian over this focus, you must know it is of great importance. Thus you see how great this can grow in this civilization. As you read about the buried cities of the Amazon in Unveiled Mysteries, you will see how such a focus takes place. Nothing in the universe can say nay to an individual if he chooses to turn his vision down. Very few students get this idea fully. One must, of his own volition, be joyously willing to render service to the light if he is to have help. The student who sees that he has made mistakes, and through the God within has the power to consume them, will certainly take the reins and do it, and thus rid himself of barnacles centuries old. The fact is that God can consume that which has been personally generated. Anything that has been humanly generated can be dissolved and consumed, because God's energy was used to create, and when requalified, has the power to consume and recreate. When an individual says in a half-hearted manner, "It is consumed," it is not necessarily so, unless there was power or energy enough released to do it. When one gives a real command and means it, the feeling within it always carries force, and that force is its accomplishing power. Instruction on Unveiled Mysteries. The scepter in the hand of the feminine figure in the tapestry symbolized the focusing of the eternal cosmic power for the center in the Royal Teton. The globe represented the fact that the future activity of the retreat and the earth was known. The reason why I think you have the feeling that you should dwell considerably on that tapestry is because it would be well to dwell in detail on the description which reveals that they were the founders of the retreat. Question: where are you going today?
Saint Germain, to Arabia, in the retreat. There is no time that we meet here that there is not a direct ray sent to Washington for consciously directed work. We do not have a focus in Washington like this.
but we do have messengers there. Angel Deva and Cherubim. Through a consciously directed focus, the Angel Deva and Cherubim can pour their streams of force out through the individual's own outgoing stream. Sleep and the Great, Great Silence. Sleep is entering the Great Silence. As the outer self becomes inactive, the inner action is released. Affirmations. Use this constantly. I move within the core of the ray from the great central spiritual sun, and I am always within its invincible protection. Say to your mighty master within, reveal to me something that will put my finances, which are mine by divine right, into my hands quickly, and sustain me in it, through overwhelming and everlasting light and love. Say also, open your channels for my mighty supply, put it in my hands now, and continue it permanently. God, open all channels for my money supply now, and I accept nothing else. Your only business is with the Master within. Say to it, dispense this in thy perfect way through me in wisdom and love. It replies, I, Christ, the beloved mighty I am, being declared and to nothing else turning, show thee hidden riches from secret places. Surrender all attention to the I Am presence within you. Any one of you can now take the consciousness of a new activity and accomplish it as surely as you live. Say often, joyously, I stand with God, the supreme, reigning, conquering I Am presence. And as that I Am presence, I do not want for any good thing. Say also, God, give me some money now, today. This can no more fail than the universe can cease to exist. Know, this home is sealed in the heart of the cosmic light and love, and every right desire is created instantly. Remember forever, the moment you fight a thing, it fights you back. Always be on guard when the destructive element is discussed or read about. Live every moment of the day in the consciousness of the all-powerful presence of God in you. Say to yourself, I have the mighty presence of God in me, and I do not give recognition or power to anything else. There is nothing that can stand before that invincible presence of Almighty God, and all things must be and are compelled to bow before it and obey. The first thing in the morning, take the determined stand that only the ascended host of light can contact me mentally this day. Never fail to use, there are no personalities. There is only God in action at every point. I am the only presence acting. Say to your God within, my great love self, I do receive instantly all of everything I require. Benediction. Thou mighty presence, we give praise and thanks for thy wondrous radiation and sustaining power. All unlike the Christ is consumed, and all now goes forth clothed with the sustaining activity of thy mighty presence, holding all within thy great silence, and pouring forth thy greatest activity.